love to pop, not soda.
It's pop. Like this. Pop.
Welcome to Pot Not Soda. And now it's time for Brian and... Oh, damn. Enjoy the show!
Welcome, everyone, to Pop Not Soda, your weekly sit patch of pop culture. It is episode 4, everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you for joining us. And today we are joined by our relationship expert, Alyssa Root. What's going on, Alyssa?
Hey. Good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Brian, Brett, as always, by my side. How are you gentlemen doing tonight?
Doing okay. I had a bit of a commute up to Irvine and back in the same day.
Sounds terrible.
It's always fun to drive up to Irvine, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's great to leave at like 6:30 a.m. and get home at 6:30 p.m. I wish I could do it every day.
Yeah. I'm doing pretty well myself, Dan. I do have one complaint, though.
What's that?
Got my haircut last night. My barber pointed out that my left ear is lower than my right.
And, I cannot now notice that. I will see it forever.
It is. I know. She said nothing was ever symmetrical. Nobody's ever symmetrical.
So why is your head crooked?
I don't know. That's why I'm trying to adjust it. I'm trying to balance it off, man.
Just lean.
Yeah.
Well, maybe just wear hats from now on.
I think that's what I'm going to do.
So did you never noticed it?
No, I never noticed it before. But she said everybody has something like that. Everybody has.
She just told you that to make you feel better.
Yeah.
I guess that is a softening the blow.
You're
a
deformed.
Bit.
Right.
You're
deformed.
But this morning I wake up and I'm getting ready for work or whatever. And I'm just like, I've never seen this before, but man, it is.
Yeah, we can just Vincent Van Gogh you and then problem solved.
Dude.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go into my blue period right now.
Or you could start.
Wasn't that Picasso?
No. Wasn't Van Gogh blue?
I'm pretty sure Picasso.
Oh, Picasso went blue. Damn it! Oh shit!
This isn't fourth period with Mrs. Johnson right now. I didn't know there's going to be a quiz tonight.
Yeah, take notes, everybody. Take notes. Yeah. We have a great episode for you tonight.
Yeah, we do.
With our relationship expert Alyssa Root, we've got some listener questions for our meat segment, as I call it. It's the main course.
I'm vegetarian.
The meat.
Yeah.
What's the meat?
It's soy.
Soy rizo.
Yeah.
My favorite. Okay.
We've got some listener questions. We're going to talk about Valentine's Day. We're going to talk about The Walking Dead because that comes back on Sunday.
Ooh.
And as you know, Alyssa Root is the largest Walking Dead fan that anyone knows.
Alyssa, you teased the Negan segment the last episode you were on. And I'll be honest, I've been obsessed with that character ever since. So good job.
Yeah,
she's
he's been
terrified.
Super excited.
Good.
We're going to talk about little Kanye and Wiz action. Brian's done a movie review, as always. What are you reviewing tonight, Brian?
I am reviewing Straight Out of Compton.
Woo!
My boys from the hood.
Hot. Yeah.
Also a movie.
Very present at the Oscars this year.
Oh.
they did get nominated.
We're going to talk about maybe the X-Files, if we've got time, and... it is one you will not want to miss a second of. So thank you for joining us. But the first story I want to talk about tonight, guys, is Johnny Football.
Woo, baby.
Johnny not going to be playing football.
Yeah, I don't know if this story broke literally a couple hours before we're recording tonight. And his ex-girlfriend has filed a police report in Texas claiming that last week while they were at a hotel in Dallas – that Johnny Football, Johnny Manziel, struck her repeatedly, threatened to kill her and kill himself. Then they left the hotel, and he continued to hit her.
Ooh,
that
Johnny.
She was quoted as saying it was like he was on some sort of drug, but she still claims that he was not intoxicated.
Yeah, I believe pretty... You know how you hear a lot of stories about... situations and imagine that they're exaggerated or, you know, a hyperbole of what really happened. But in this scenario, Johnny Manziel is just a huge piece of shit, so I believe every word of it. My issue is more with the girl, because isn't this the same girl that was trying to jump out of his car like 2-3 months ago?
I do not know.
Ooh, crack research
team. Because they won't release her name.
Mm, okay.
So we, unfortunately, it's okay, short round. You don't have to look that up. we don't know if this is the same girl, but I think you may be correct.
Right.
Because I think at that point she was his girlfriend, and now she's his ex-girlfriend.
2 days later.
Yeah. Seems like a very volatile relationship preceding Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe like she got him the wrong thing. Yeah. Or maybe he's taking the breakup from the Browns really badly.
Yeah, she was supposed to get him roses, and he wasn't happy.
But I think this story is upsetting because I kind of always gave him a break because I never saw what he was doing as that detrimental. Like, he was partying, he was having fun. Like, that's what Joe Namath did, who would drink on the side. Like, he would come to games, like, and you were like, yeah, maybe he had like a Manhattan or two before he got here. And no one gave him anything. And Manziel was just like, he's being a 22-year-old kid who's worth millions of dollars. Like, you're going to have fun. Like, and he was on the bench. Like, I don't know why that was a big of a deal, but a story like this is, there's no excuses. You don't put your hands on another person, especially a partner or a female. Like, that's zero tolerance.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Do you think he's done? I mean,
I don't know, because Jerry Jones may save him like he saved Greg Hardy.
Yeah,
he's going to go.
And Greg Hardy,
Cowboy
like,
style.
I've seen the bruises, and like, that was ridiculous how much he beat up that woman, and he still played football. Apparently, unless you're not caught literally hitting a woman on camera, you can still play.
So the NFL hasn't enacted that like zero tolerance policy yet against like domestic violence?
It's like a two-strike thing. Like, the first is like, I think, 6 games, and then the second is you're banned for life.
Well, a few days ago, didn't the NFL say that they would like determine his fate soon? And then now this happened?
It was like the Browns were going to determine his fate because they were going to cut him.
I think they're done. I think this is the last straw.
Yeah.
I think Cleveland's gonna cut over it. No one wants to deal with that.
I mean, even in Cleveland, if they don't want you, that should tell you something.
Yeah. They're okay. I went to a souvenir shop there, and it says Cleveland. It's not that bad. That's their tagline. So if like if you get kicked out of that, then you're screwed. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. They're named after a skid mark on your underpants.
Yeah. Cleveland sucks. Drew Carey was full of shit. I think we can all agree on
the greatest thing about Cleveland is the movie Major League, which is fictional about Cleveland. It's not real.
Yeah.
And that's the best thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
And look, that movie gave Charlie Sheen AIDS. I mean,
wow. Holy moly.
You crossed the line.
Anyway, so Johnny Manziel, there's not many facts out, but it looks like that police report's going to be fine. So he's going to be charged. And, I think only Dallas and Jerry Jones will have the balls to sign him.
Yeah, Jerry Jones has a huge boner for Johnny Manziel. So if he does end up somewhere, my best guess is definitely there. And I think the only reason why Johnny Manziel hasn't been cut yet is because it would hit the Browns
in the
salary cap until the Super Bowl ends and the season's officially over.
Definitely right.
So, yeah, he's definitely done in Cleveland and maybe Dallas. Otherwise, he's going to be playing in the CFL or showing up at parties in TJ as, like, the sponsored guest.
Dude, what was his fake name when he was in Vegas? In
that
disguise?
It was, like, Montana. Or no.
It was, I want to say it was, like, something really fratty.
I was thinking
like,
Ron
like
Mexico,
Travis.
But that was actually
That was Michael Vick.
That was Michael
it?
Vick with the STDs.
Oh,
Ron Mexico.
Ron Mexico.
Oh, God, I love Ron Mexico. Which NFL will not allow jerseys to be made with Ron Mexico's name on it. Do you know that?
I did not know.
I did not know that either.
Yeah, I just found that out. But
did you try?
No, I mean.
Is that how you found out?
It's been on my Christmas list for the last decade.
For a long time.
Well, if that's not ridiculous enough. I know probably everyone has heard something about Kanye West and Wiz Khalifa and Amber Rose for that part. But if you missed out last week on this epic Twitter rant war, whatever you want to call it, misunderstanding.
It was a rant. There was no engagement
basically
from Kanye, Wiz Khalifa.
Kanye went off on Wiz Khalifa on Twitter and had 19 points of why he didn't like him or was upset with him. And, like, four of those points were, like, bro, your Twitter page has cool pants. I want those cool pants. I sent that a picture of those pants to my stylist. I wish I was skinny and tall so I could wear cool pants like that. But it was weird.
So that's a quarter of the tweets right there.
Yeah, that's a quarter of the tweets. But Kanye basically, he changed his new album name that's coming out from Swish to Waves. And from what I know, Waves is a style of rapping that is made popular by a couple rappers. And Wiz may have kind of called Kanye out for like, yo, why are you going to name your album Waves when you don't, like, that's not your style, that's not who you are. And then he put the letters KK in his, like, Twitter name. So Kanye got heated because he thought KK stood for Kim Kardashian.
Which actually stands for marijuana, right?
Khalifa Kush.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
And so Kanye went Kanye. And
he went Yeezy, actually. He went next level Yeezy. Like,
the best quote was like, I am your
OG. I'm gonna let you finish.
I am your OG and you will respect me as such. Like saying like, you know, you stole Cudi's style. Me and Cudi came up with shit like that. Basically just went off of him for 19 points. And then the most inflammable thing that Kanye said was you're just mad because you got trapped by a stripper and she's got you for eight. Like, he quoted his own song. He said, she's got you for 18 years, which is straight from Gold Digger. And he also said that he wouldn't have a child if it wasn't for Kanye. Because Kanye dated Amber Rose before she got with Wiz, and apparently Kanye had something to do with them getting together. And so after this was all said and done, Kanye was like, oh, I shouldn't have said all that stuff, positive vibes. I loved Wiz, you know, I wish it was not like this. But because he called out Amber Rose, Amber Rose just sent one tweet that burned the internet down.
Oh my goodness, it certainly did.
Which was
one of my favorite hashtags of all time.
Funny you say something like that, but you're just mad that I'm not there to play with your butthole. Hashtag fingers in the butthole.
Oh, ew. Okay.
Oh, wow.
So that sat there for 24 hours until Kanye at like the next morning retweeted was like, I don't do that. I've never played around in that area. I stay away from that area at all times. Like, the softest denial of anything ever.
You know, from what I've heard, and what I can tell on this story is, Kanye obviously has very sociopathic tendencies.
Well, no, I think he's autistic.
Well, okay.
Like, I honestly think he doesn't need social norms, and he's autistic. He doesn't know how to act with people.
That's actually a very, very good point. And, I mean, so what I've told a few people, too, is, I mean, I think Kanye, if you – this sounds ridiculous, but if you could compare someone to Kanye, I would think if social media existed like 200 years ago and you had Beethoven going around.
Oh, yeah.
I think Beethoven would be the comparison to Kanye. Not saying music-wise. I'm just saying social awareness-wise. Beethoven was an asshole. Kanye's an asshole. They are just so influenced by their art. I don't think they have any social awareness to do anything else beyond their art. And that's why you see Kanye is just so mentally inept when it comes to any social interaction whatsoever. So
yeah, I think he misses his mom, man. She used to keep him in line.
You know, yeah, I think that was, as sad as it sounds, that was his anchor.
Well, I think what has happened now is he's evolved into a person that has no filter. Whether that be artistically or musically, it also flows just into his social interaction. You know, like that situation where he went off on Jimmy Kimmel, you know, same type of thing.
No disrespect to Ben Affleck.
Right. Yeah, Ben Affleck, you're like the one white person everybody likes, apparently. But yeah, I think he just has put himself in a space where there's no stopping him. And because he's been so successful doing that in his music career, I just think why limit it to any other part of his life? Like, he's just all in, totally out there, you know?
All chips are at the table.
Right, all the crazy black chips are on the table.
Didn't Kim also take a picture with Amber? I saw that trending.
Yeah, they made
yeah,
up too.
They, yeah, they because, made apologies or whatever.
Yeah,
I still don't know
Kanye,
what Amber Rose
Kanye,
does.
She was a stripper, and now she's just like famous.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like what Kim Kardashian does.
A pro-ho.
A what?
You want to explain that term?
a proho, in the traditional sense of a word, is a woman who
the traditional sense.
is a woman who would date a professional athlete solely for like status and financial freedom and stability and not having to have a real job.
But there is a resolution to this. Apparently Kanye and Wiz met in person yesterday and they made up. So Kanye let that known. And then today, after he makes that announcement that him and Wiz are cool and everything's all love, positive vibes, positive energy, he announces that he has always dreamt about having a listening party to one of his albums in Madison Square Garden. And that he's always dreamt about having his fashion line debuted at Madison Square Garden. So on February 11th, Kanye West is debuting season 2 of Yeezy, his clothing line, and he's going to play his new album for everybody to listen to at Madison Square Garden. Sold tickets for this event. The entire Madison Square Garden.
And it sold out how quick?
10 minutes.
Jeez Louise.
How much were the ticket prices?
Jeez, I have no idea, but to sell out Madison Square Garden in 10 minutes like that, for a not for a concert.
Right. For a stupid ass fashion show.
You get to look at some more terrible Matrix style clothing, and not like the cool Matrix where it's all black and leather and you're shooting guns, but like the Matrix where like the world has ended and they're in the like Earth. In like
he's Mugatu.
It's Earth, Dan.
Yes, he's Mugatu from Zoolander. This is derelict.
Yeah. He sold it out in 10 minutes. That's ridiculous.
That's crazy.
I mean, I appreciate Kanye's music. I do. I am a Kanye music fan. Mm-hmm. And it becomes harder and harder to defend him sometimes.
I think Kanye West is pissed off that Amber Rose doesn't need him to become famous. Like, the underlying story is Amber Rose has become famous, and I think he's got some sort of a resentment against Amber Rose because...
No, I think
she hasn't relied upon him to become famous.
He's too obsessed with him for that to happen.
Yeah.
But I think he has such an obsession over, you know, control and climate and everything that I think he had this one woman that he could date. And because she's aspired to fame without him being by her side, I think he's pissed about that. And he holds a lot of resentment against Amber Rose.
I don't know, though. I think the only reason she's famous is because she dated Kanye West
and Wiz Khalifa,
right?
But I think the other thing is a lot of people are speculating that this was all fake and fabricated, and it's a inside joke between the four of them.
And they're gonna drop an album called Fingers in the Butthole.
Your booty ass bitch.
Yeah. Well, I don't think Amber or Kim is that pretty, but I don't. I'm gonna be honest.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Amber Rose, grow some fucking hair, number one.
Oh my gosh.
And Kim is just like, oh God. Like her, that, you know, I can't believe she's made that emoji of her crying like into a thing, you know? I mean, God bless her and her marketing team.
Yeah,
you know, they're ridiculous. The best in the world. But she's fucking ugly.
Like, I think
she's not an attractive
Kim
person.
Kim Kardashian is the personification of CGI.
Yeah, okay. Where, or a magic trick.
Oh yeah, she's a
literal magic trick.
Yeah, she's a magician. But a lot of people think that they just did this for promotion because Wiz is coming out with an album and Kanye's new album comes out next week, and that he magically announced this screening of his clothing line and his album.
It's calculated. It has
yeah.
to be.
Because Kanye's he's a so smart dude.
Yeah.
Cook some beef before that premiere, baby.
Yeah.
That's what you gotta do.
What I wouldn't give to be a fly on the wall coming up with the hashtag fingers in your booty ass bitch. This is like really calculated.
Chloe came up with that one.
By like all these people sitting in a room just like throwing out ideas, and that's the one that stuck.
How many syllables is too far? How many syllables is too far on this thing right now?
Oh, and the memes. The memes were just so good, as always.
That's the one thing Kanye will always be good for.
Memes.
Is some good internet fire.
Yeah. So he's got an album coming out soon. I don't know how good it's going to be. I've,
it's going to be amazing because he's never made it. It's not amazing.
I mean, I've listened to the last couple. I haven't been too impressed. What? Like College Dropout.
My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy is one of the best albums ever made.
I like the first three.
Oh, give 808 and Heartbreaks another listen and it'll get to you.
You know, I'm a fan of the original trilogy. Can't go anything beyond
that. They're great.
That's true.
Can't go anything beyond that. Episode 1, 2, and 3, not a fan.
Do not bring Star Wars into this.
They know Phantom Menace.
Well, the only Phantom Menace apparently is Amber Rose's fingers.
That's why.
Oh!
I think that's going to end it.
Yeah, I think we're going to go break on that. Hey, everybody. Dan here from Pop Not Soda. With a super cool event happening here in San Diego on March 5th and 6th. If you are a fan of dance, hip-hop, or you want to support some youth in some really cool hip-hop crews, you will want to check out Cabaret Nights put on by Culture Shock, a dance studio. It'll be at UCSD at the Mandeville Theater on March 5th and 6th. Tickets are only $15. I've been to this, and it's been pretty awesome. So, check it out, March 5th and 6th at the Mandeville Theater at UCSD for Culture Shots Cabaret Night.
Hi-de-ho, listeners. Brian here. And once again, it's time for my homeless movie reviews, aptly titled because technically do not have a home still to this day. And that's why I drive to Irvine and back because, you know, I got shit else to do. Don't have a place to live. But as my Oscar train continues this week.
Choo-choo.
Thanks for that, Dan. This week, I will be.
That's the Oscar train.
So, rolling on, as they say in the train industry, this week I'm going to be talking about Straight Outta Compton, nominated for Best Original Screenplay for the 2016 Academy Awards, and nothing else. Absolutely nothing else. Which is a shame, because this movie is awesome. So not only do you become educated about the history of NWA, which, you know, is this notorious rap group for multiple reasons. One being that they were highly polarized, very aggressive and vulgar. Were not too fond of the police, as you can tell by one song entitled Fuck the Police. But what...
From the underground. Sorry.
And so on. Hey, Dan, I got something to say. This movie is cool. It's my best Ice Cube impression. I did not do Ice Cube justice, which his son does to a magnificent degree. So much so that I think he should have been nominated for an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor. I really think it should have been nominated for Best Direction as well. F. Gray. He's got two names.
Yeah, he's got a double. Somewhere.
Yeah, he's got like a double name in there. F. Gary. I'm sorry.
Short round. Look
F.
It up.
Gary Gray.
It's F. Gary Gray. I knew it was around. You know, it was like I had my eyes closed in the dark. I couldn't find it, but yes, F. Gary Gray. Great direction, because again, not only do you get the history of this, you know, extraordinarily talented group, but you also get a really entertaining movie as well. And it's not done in a way where there's events that are just completely ridiculous. It's all within the vein of truth. And Dr. Dre, as well as Ice Cube, were both, you know, on set during the filming of this movie to make sure that, you know, everything was legit that they were filming. So, again, just really great movie. I had no idea how influential Eazy-E was in the formation of this group and how he propelled them to a level that, you know, they would not have attained without, you know, his guidance and just his direction.
He was the pin in the yarn.
Or his money.
Yeah. Or his money, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And his connections with, you know, Jerry Heller, who, you know, might be might not be so good. But, you know, you can watch the movie and find out for yourselves. But, yeah, great movie. Again, I think it got robbed at the Academy. It should have been nominated for a few things. My review and score for Straight Outta Compton, 4 out of 5.
Ooh.
That's like 3 fours out the gate right now.
Yeah.
Oscars are heavy this year.
The Except Oscars.
That's not technically nominated for a Best Picture.
Oh. Not for a Best Picture.
Yeah, damn. Screenplay? Original screenplay?
Original screenplay. So,
which is kind of ironic because it's about a true story.
Because it's a true story, exactly.
Original? I don't know.
I think adapted screenplay is when it's already a work of art, like a novel or, like an epic poem, and then they make it a script.
Or a comic.
Not a true story?
I don't make the rules, bro.
Yeah, it's called those white dudes at the Academy.
Yeah, I don't... It is lawless out there, apparently.
Yeah.
And I don't know. You know where? But you know what else is messed up?
What's that, Dan?
The fictional world of Georgia in The Walking Dead.
Mm. Ooh.
Hotlanta, if you will. No? No one?
Hotlanta is coming back. Hotlanta is coming back.
I think this is Brett's favorite segment of the year.
Oh, my God.
He lights up like a kid on Christmas, even though he's still like 2 seasons behind where he should be.
Because I didn't start watching the season until Alyssa came on.
Well, you were on the first season when I came.
Exactly. And
everybody makes mistakes. It's okay.
I know. And we are 4.5 seasons in right now. We've taken a little break. But, I mean, stuff's getting intense.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to watch The Real Housewives.
Did Rick die yet?
So.
Shh. Oh, okay. He's still alive, my bad.
Oh. Well, you know, Rich saves Herschel, so that means Rich saved Christmas.
Don't bring that up.
Herschel, no.
That was a tough one.
With The Walking Dead coming back this Sunday, I am excited because I think this past first half of a season has had me the most invested since the end of season 3.
Yeah?
Definitely with season 4 and Terminus and the fucking road, it lost me at some episodes.
Like, boring.
There's the Look at the Flowers episode that still haunts my dreams. But season 5 was just wasted Carol. On me. I mean,
right?
Yeah.
Carol, yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Later.
But season 5 and the end of season 5 definitely was wasted on me. But damn, the first 3 episodes of season 6 were ridiculous.
So good.
And I know that we're about to hit a in-course.
Ooh, baby.
An in-course.
An in-course.
An in-course.
I wouldn't even say an in-course. I'd say a stake in the road. This thing.
Something else in the road.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh.
What might that be, Alyssa? I'm going to say spoiler warning for the upcoming segment. Because we will be talking about things that may be coming from the comic books, which may or may not happen in the show, like we did last time.
Well, if they watched this season, the finale ended with Negan in the middle of the road.
Was it Negan or was it his crew?
That was not Negan.
Okay, his crew. Right. Okay, yeah. Okay. Right. So his crew.
And that wasn't even the end of the episode. That was the after credit scene.
And so his crew. So his crew's been introduced so far. And we know that it's Jeffrey Dean Morgan that's been cast as Negan.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Papa Winchester.
Oh, my God. That guy is amazing when it comes to anything. I've seen him as the comedian in The Watchmen.
Mm-hmm.
Winchester.
Yeah, he was very good in the first season of Supernatural.
Yeah, he's even done shitty movies really well, I think.
Losers.
Yes.
Which had Captain America.
Very good call.
Yeah. And Idris Elba.
That's like true.
And Zoe, what's her?
Zeldana.
Like her. Zeldana.
Zeldana. Zeldana?
Yeah, you don't like her.
Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah.
Alyssa does not like her.
She really? Kind of grew me. I don't know. But she kind of just rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah.
But anyways.
From personal experience?
Yes.
Sorry.
We have a Twitter beef, but whatever. Well, okay. So where we left off was Daryl, Abraham, and Sasha on the road with Negan's crew. What else do we leave off with? Oh, Deanna totally She's gone. She's gone.
Yeah.
You don't know who this is.
You don't know who that is.
I mean,
stop agreeing with me.
Right. Yeah.
She was at the top of the stairs. Okay. Glenn and Maggie. They are totally going to reunite.
Yep.
They alluded to it. Hmm. What else? That little kid.
Dude, shut the hell up.
That little effing kid needs to die.
No. Sam? I think that's his name. Like, it would be Sam.
Yeah. He makes more unnecessary noise than Judith.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Fair.
With that one word, he just, like, anything annoying that Carl did the whole, like, first five seasons, he just, like, overshadowed.
Wait. You're saying...
There's a kid worse than Carl.
Oh, my God.
Carl, no.
Coral!
Stay in the house, Coral!
Coral!
No.
Are you saying Coral?
Coral.
Coral. That kid, I don't know what's going to happen. He's going to die. He's totally going to die.
Yes, hopefully his limbs are ripped from his body.
Oh, I think we all want him.
And his face.
That's what The Walking Dead does to you. It makes you want kids to die.
Yeah.
You know what I just thought of? He reminds me of Mark Davis with that stupid bowl haircut.
Yeah,
he's a tiny Mark Davis. And I want to punch both of them in the face as hard as I can.
So his room is Oakland and he didn't want to leave. Just saying.
Yeah. There's ants in his room as well as that stadium.
Yes.
Anyway.
So
back to The Walking Dead.
So isn't there another character that has to kind of debut before Negan?
Jesus. Okay. Jesus is the leader of Hilltop, which is a community that's like even bigger than Alexandria. At least if they stay true to the comics, which I really hope they do. Hilltop is a huge community that's like 10 times bigger than Alexandria. And Jesus is... how do I describe him? He's almost like Daryl in the sense that he's very smart, but he keeps to himself. So he's a very good leader. He's very strategic, but he likes to keep to himself and he doesn't really trust anybody. So it's going to be really interesting to see how Rick interacts with him once they meet him. He is a gay character, a nice little element, I think. And then...
The first time since what? Michonne and Andrea.
Yeah. He's also a really good fighter. He's a good fighter.
Oh, no. What's his face?
Yeah. Curly haired dude.
In the dude that...
Yeah, there was a gay couple.
With Maggie.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Yeah. But...
Yeah, the dude who like breaks his leg. The other guy. Yeah.
But this guy is a very good fighter, which is different than Deanna, and he's very respected. So I think him and Rick have a really good relationship, and it takes Rick a while to kind of build that relationship with him. So it's going to be very, really interesting. He's also really close to Maggie in the comics too. So I kind of hope that they develop that relationship, but I don't know. Negan in the comics he doesn't bother Hilltop because they provide him with a lot of supplies. So he kind of just keeps to himself with the Saviors. So I kind of think the Saviors are the wolves and they just kind of do their own thing. And then Jesus gives them the supplies, but they're going to have to get out of Alexandria because that shit is just messed up. They cannot stay there.
By the way, this is one thing I have. I don't think anyone who works at The Walking Dead has ever seen like a house fall over. Because like when the church like cracked and then it all fell over, it didn't look very real. They showed this split.
I think it was supposed to be
going vertical.
I think it was supposed to be symbolic.
And then the thing just falls over. It didn't make physical sense to me.
I think that was just a sign that there's no hope.
I'm just saying.
Who do we think is going to die?
Yeah.
Oh, so many characters.
So that's the thing. I think, should we even... Is there a spoiler alert? I mean, we've already
seen
the spoiler alert or whatever, but...
Yeah, I mean, this is really a spoiler alert because I have no idea.
Yeah. But, I mean, Negan's responsible for a pretty crucial death.
Which we won't mention.
Which we will not mention. But do you think that that's going to fulfill itself in the series and at this point?
No, I don't either.
No.
Oh.
Just
because of what we've seen.
I kind
of
hope it does.
I actually think it will.
They need to get rid of some
big characters. But how they do it, ooh, that's brutal.
Right. But you haven't... But you... he hasn't seen.
I haven't seen. I haven't seen the last, I'd say, two seasons.
Right.
Yeah. And so
there's this. Yeah. So you know I what guess. I'm talking
yeah.
About.
What yeah. Obviously they've separated Maggie and Glenn and a few people. Where obviously there's a lot of people that are separated and important characters or whatever. But I don't know. It just seems to me that where the seasons have gone and what I've heard from you guys, I haven't seen it yet, but not a lot of crucial characters have been offed, and
I think
something
going
needs to happen. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't, needs to happen. I don't think it ends up being him. I think it's going to be worse.
Okay.
I agree. I think
they
him.
Will replace the character whose death in what, the 100th issue of the comics.
Yes. I have 10 copies.
I think they
issue.
Replace him.
Bat to the face.
Or her with a character who's very beloved on the show. Who is not in the comments.
Do not say
okay.
it.
Okay, so you know what? Let's do this. We will tease a segment. We'll tell everybody right now. Skip forward to about a minute from now, because we're going to take dibs on who we think is going to replace this character. So,
What time are we at?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are at 35 minutes and 45 seconds right now. Skip forward to 36 minutes and 45 seconds if you do not want to hear a potential spoiler for season 5.
Six.
Here we go.
Six,
sorry. Alyssa, who do you think is going to get replaced by Glenn, or do you think Glenn will get killed by Negan?
I hope it's Glenn.
So you're going Glenn? I'm saying Daryl.
Daryl.
No!
Oh, okay.
Don't put bad juju.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be Glenn. I think...
We only have a minute, Brian.
Okay, Michonne.
Michonne. I think potentially, if it's not going to be Glenn, it may be Rick. I'm just throwing it out there.
You can't do it.
Hey, I'm just throwing it out there.
I'm going to throw it out. Morgan.
Morgan. Okay.
Morgan might be a good replacement.
Yeah,
that would be a good replacement. Would be a great replacement, actually.
Yeah, I'd be so sad if Dale died.
Okay, we're going to throw it around one more time. Hey, guys, we have 15 seconds really quick. Do you think it'll be done by the bat? Really quick, we got 10 seconds.
Yes.
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 Yes. That's a character. Bat will come. Bat will come.
Yeah. Bat Lucy, or something similar.
Lucille, too. Will be done by it. Okay, and we will tease it back. And ladies and gentlemen, we are back with the non-spoiler discussion of Walking Dead Season 6.
B. 6B.
Thanks for skipping forward. Okay.
Everybody's alive and they're all eating cotton candy under rainbows.
So that's how Brian thinks it's
it was all a dream.
Exactly.
It's actually purgatory. The plane crashed in Atlanta and they haven't actually been in the zombie apocalypse.
Right.
Ooh. Hurley's going to come out of
the
woods.
They have to go back.
Yeah.
They have to go back, Rich.
Oh, man.
I'm excited for Walking Dead 6B.
Do you think any new relationships will form?
Yeah. It's TV, so yes.
Yeah. Do you have any dibs on anything?
I think Abraham and Sasha are going to get down.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No, that's disturbing. I hope not.
Abraham and Sasha.
They definitely connected.
I don't know.
Maybe Maggie and Daryl.
Ooh.
Maggie and Daryl, huh?
Not Maggie and Daryl. What's her name?
Yeah.
Carol.
Oh, Carol and Daryl.
Sorry.
Carol and Daryl. Yeah. Who was supposed to be, I just heard, got leaked out, was supposed to be off in the third season, but the producers stopped that from happening, and they ended up replacing it with T-Bone. Did you guys hear about that?
Wait, Carol.
His name was T-Dog.
T-Dog.
Get it right.
Sorry. Whatever. Anyway,
R.I.P.
Yeah. Anyway, they were supposed to, the producers had it, or the writers had it in mind to kill off Carol in the third season.
Oh, okay.
And ended up going with T-Dog instead because they thought Carol was a vital
character. I miss
character.
T-Dog.
Yeah.
Right. I'm gonna push
yeah, but Carol, her character arc has been.
Oh.
Yeah, it should have been T-Dog.
It's incredible. It's been incredible.
You want to see T-Dog's evolution
could've
over?
No.
Yeah, sure. It
and
been.
I think where we're at, where I'm at, I'm on the peak, so. I'm looking forward to seeing what Carol's up to.
Yeah, I think we're also at a break.
Yeah. So,
a peak and a break?
Yeah. Let's do another break. We are going to be back with our relationship expert.
Valentine's Day
Boom.
Episode.
We've got Woo-woo. Some questions from some fans.
Yeah, we got some listener questions, so you will definitely want to stick around for that. And we are going to have Alyssa give us her expert takes on some
do
of these
Do you have two
questions.
Guests tonight?
Right on.
Yeah, that sounds delicious.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's delicious.
There's really no other way to describe that sound.
Dan brought the sax into the studio.
Yeah.
To play.
All the sats.
And he's not playing it with his mouth. Ooh. Use your imagination.
No.
So, it is our Valentine's Day episode. We have our resident relationship expert joining us. She's been with us all night. But now we're going to get into some listener questions. We put out on Facebook and Twitter this week, just, hey, send us some questions that we can, you know, talk about with our relationship expert. And we got a few. So the first one I want to jump into is from our listener, Ben.
Listener, ooh. Ben. Hey, thanks
Ben.
For listening.
Ben. What up, Ben?
Yeah. Listener Ben, he wants to know that he's been on a couple dates with a girl. So how important is Valentine's Day, because it's only been a couple dates? So I want to get Alyssa's opinion.
Yeah, let's toss
it right
to the
away.
Expert first.
Yeah.
I think it needs to be a conversation. I think he needs to acknowledge it, because if he doesn't acknowledge it, then that's going to turn her off. But he needs to at least say something about it. Maybe do something small.
So like, does he like straight up ask her? Should he go like, hey, how important is Valentine's Day?
No,
too?
He okay. should ask her what she's doing and at least do something small
okay.
to
okay.
acknowledge it okay. and get her like a small, like a get her flowers and like
girls
candy.
Love candles, right?
Bitches love candles.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Bitches love candles.
is this an, do you need to go out to dinner after a couple
like,
of dates?
Do you have
night?
To have a Valentine's, like if you,
don't you have
haven't
to...
had a fourth date yet.
Yeah, see,
yeah, a couple to me date? Means like 2 to 3.
Yeah.
See, it depends on the situation. Like, if they've already been to each other's like houses before, like then maybe he should like cook her dinner. That's low key. That's
okay.
not
okay.
too intense.
So if you visited the house, then the dinner is obligated, somewhat obligated.
Not
does it?
Well, not obligated,
okay.
but it's a good gesture.
So,
yeah.
so
yeah,
Ben,
okay.
I know you are listening, but I wonder, would it change your opinion? Depending on where he met the girl. Like, what if this was a Tinder match that he's been on a couple dates with?
I mean, if you've met a few times in person, then I think it just depends on how deep the connection is.
Okay.
What Sorry. Are they looking for?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ben. These are questions you need to ask.
These are the more important questions.
Because if they're
questions.
Actually, like, trying to date, then I would definitely make her dinner. Or and give her a little bit of some, like, give her a now, small.
See, now that's interesting something. Too, Alyssa, because you brought up make dinner now twice in this question. Is making dinner more special than taking someone out to dinner?
I would say so, because you're inviting them into their your home, and you're putting in extra effort. Anyone can make a reservation. Not that many men do make reservations, but anyone can technically make a reservation.
There we go, Ben. So the best gesture, we think, is to make dinner.
Yeah. What are some menu items that are good for Valentine's
yeah, like,
Day?
Yeah, like, what counts as dinner? Because, like, what if he's, like,
should
got
it
some
be a full
easy
course?
Mac?
Appetizer.
Do
start
not
out
make
with some,
easy mac.
Some
yeah.
cheese
Anything
and crackers.
You have to take out of the freezer.
A nice
do not
brie
make.
And a
okay,
French
so
baguette.
No freezer, all fresh.
Now, Alyssa, you're going to put yourself in the girl's shoes. Would it be a 3-course meal that you're expecting?
I'm not trying to be bloated. No.
I'm not saying like that. But I mean, like,
yeah,
appetizer.
You're trying to look good naked at some point.
Yeah, exactly.
Appetizer, dinner, dessert, or?
Something
just straight to dessert,
lunch.
Bro.
Yeah.
We
definitely
don't wanna
have
leave,
dessert.
We don't want to leave Ben empty-handed. So what is?
I would
what
have
are
a little something
components?
To munch on and then some wine.
Okay.
So while you're finishing cooking, she can, like,
lots
sip on
munch
some
on.
Wine, munch on something, have some Mew music on. And then, mm-hmm. but you want to be almost done with the meal because you don't want to spend, like, too much time away from her. Like, start the conversation and, like, show her you're putting in effort because you kind of want to show your skills off a little bit. And then present the dinner.
So if the meal takes a long time, start pre-cooking before she comes
Completely.
Over. Good call.
Like, do not go to the grocery store while she's coming over.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, so what should she do for him? What should Ben expect from her? Because this is, like, a... partner kind of day. This isn't like, right? Am I wrong?
No, it's definitely an exchange agreement.
Street.
Yep.
So what should she like?
What should she
what advice do you have to the girl?
I mean, we're in 2016. You can't just expect the man to do everything at this point. Like, bring wine if he needs help with something. Like, if he needs ingredients, or like ask if he needs if. You should bring anything to help the situation. Maybe you can bring the appetizer. I would definitely bring like a movie or something to like a conversation starter so that you can talk about something when you get there.
Like apples to apples?
Apples to apples.
That's not necessarily a two-player game because you know exactly.
I tried making that a two-player drinking game and that failed miserably.
I wonder who chose this card.
Yeah, I ended up drunk in 10 minutes. Do not do that. I don't know.
Maybe a game of Monopoly. What
would you want the girl to bring for
you? Know
Valentine's
what? I'll say what I would like is if I'm planning on cooking a big dinner for Valentine's Day, which I've been a fan of because Allison and I have done that for the last couple of years, is just cooking dinner together. But what I would like is, you know, on if it was the single man side, if I was cooking dinner for somebody, I think getting a call and offering maybe to pick up some beers on the way over would be an awesome gesture.
Nice sits pat. That's good.
That would be an awesome
early like fourth, fifth date. Like it's Valentine's.
It's
Day.
A nice preemptive strike.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because, especially I think you probably know by like the third or fourth date, kind of like what type of alcohol the other person likes to drink, because
all of it.
So Brian's easy apparently. But yeah, I think that would be my expectation.
Yeah.
Like, if I was making dinner and yeah, like it's very early on. Yeah, sits by your beer. That's very nice.
Yeah, yeah.
I have zero expectations for Valentine's Day from the girl, because in my mind, it's just a day for the girl.
So this is great because we actually had another listener, Jackie. She wanted to know what. Does a guy think about Valentine's Day? What do they expect?
It's the fucking worst day of the year because I have to do everything and be a total gentleman and purchase gifts and just be on my best behavior. And if I don't do all of those things and like get better every year, then I look like the asshole. On that's a day that has no meaning outside of, you know, what we give it.
You're set
that,
up for failure.
That's why you got to set expectations low. So that first Valentine's Day, yeah, it's top ramen with maybe some cut up hot dog and like a two butt shot.
See, I'm going on my sixth Valentine's Day with the same person. So the bar's been raised and unfortunately I cannot lower it. So
no wonder you're homeless because you've got to spend
exactly.
so much money on Valentine's
Day. Right. I'm paying off my credit card bill from last Valentine's Day, and we're just going to revolve that same door this year.
Brett, what do you expect your partner, Allison, your girlfriend of, like, ever?
God, you know, I just expect, I don't know, nothing too much, just low-key kind of stuff. I don't think we necessarily go out and have to interact with a bunch of people that are... enjoying, I don't know. I feel like a lot of couples have to be around other couples to enjoy Valentine's Day, whether it's at a restaurant.
That's interesting.
You know, like whether it's at a restaurant, you see restaurants packed all the time, things like that. People are shoulder to shoulder.
Dude, I worked in a restaurant.
Do you
want to
do something all day though, or do you want to like
not necessarily like all day? I just like a low key, you know, like an evening together where we can cook dinner together.
So you want to sleep in?
Yeah, exactly. We can cook dinner together. Enjoy a movie, put something on, and then maybe play a game or two and then crash out. I know I sound like I'm 85 years old, but I mean, it's a cool thing.
Sounds like, and then, you know, you can wake up and go to Home Depot, maybe Bed Bath & Beyond if there's time.
If there's time.
Make a crib for my kid that's going to happen in like 8 years, you know, things like that.
So from the single perspective, especially a single guy perspective.
Yeah, what do you expect,
Dan? Valentine's Day. The past couple of years, it's been on like a Friday and Saturday night. So nights when... everybody's going out.
Yep.
And
perfect.
The expectation is there's going to be lots of lovely people at bars.
Are there?
Yeah.
Is that a fact?
There
are. Oh,
it's
okay. So many lovely
people.
It's
sad. Because I will say, inhibitions are very low on this day. And I think it's terrible because, like Brian said, it's a holiday that doesn't mean shit outside of Hallmark. And two, I will say there is one benefit. People are a lot nicer out of bars because they understand why you're there.
Yeah, that's actually a good
call. Everybody will talk to you and everybody will talk to everybody else.
It's like a support group with tequila. Yeah.
It kind of is.
With tequila.
It's like, my name is Dan, I'm single.
Cheers. I like whiskey and I'll take a double.
But yeah, it's funny.
How do you like your pancakes?
Because like, I think a couple years ago I went out with a couple buddies and yeah, the three of us were talking, like it's probably the most successful night we've had, like all three of us talking to different people and talking to girls and my friends actually didn't like tear like screw up being wingmen like they usually do. So it's interesting. It's a different beast when it's a Friday or Saturday night and you're single on Valentine's Day.
How's the follow up with that though?
Oh, there is no like follow up. That's the one thing. Like, there's no expectation for you to like follow up.
So the sun rises the next day and the curse is broken.
Yeah, basically.
So it's just an alley. There's no oop at the end.
Yeah, no. So it's like empty, man.
So that's what. But what you're bringing up, and not to like deflect from Jackie's question or anything, but you're bringing up a very ironic thing about Valentine's Day. Do you think inhibitions are low, and do you think people are catering towards those ambitions that are so low because it's not necessarily a holiday for couples? It's more for single people.
Yeah, I mean, like Dan said, you bring a net to the bar and.
I mean, that's
that's what it is.
That's
it's
weird.
Get after it.
Yeah, see, that's what I mean. It doesn't seem to me like a bar would actually cater to couples coming in on Valentine's Day. Yeah, yeah. It seems like more.
They should give discounts.
Exactly. It seems like more
two
of like
for
a
one, right?
Yeah, like, bars are probably loving Valentine's Day for all of the single people out there.
I mean, yeah, bars and restaurants. Restaurants get the couple. Bars get the single people.
If the other 364 days. At bars and going out for young people were like Valentine's Day for those single people, the world would be overpopulated.
Yeah.
Ooh, it would. Yeah. It's like bowling with bumpers.
Yeah.
On Valentine's Day as a single person when you go out. That's how it is. But again, the follow-up is not there. It's not meaningful.
Yeah.
And I think it's a lot of pressure put on not just only like guys. I think there's a lot of pressure put on guys in relationships, but I think there's a lot of pressure put on single people not to be alone.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Like you have to figure out something to do on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Regardless.
A member of
regardless.
The
because you
sex,
have to share regardless. What you did because people are going to ask about it.
Yeah, it's right. A crazy kind of holiday when you think about it. It's flip side.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, when you
it's
think
February
about,
14th. Yeah, it happens every year.
When you think about it, though, there's flip side pressure on both ends, whether you're single or a couple. Like, that's
so
crazy about
it?
A holiday.
I think it's, honestly, I feel like it's bragging rights.
That is a great point.
I feel like it's like, oh, what'd you do? Because even with couples, it's like, oh, what did your significant other do? It's like, oh, well, they did this and this. So and, like, oh, well, you know, mine did this. It's like, it's completely bragging rights because you get to kind of just own up to everything or like take an Instagram picture, whatever. I don't know what people.
What kids do these
social
days.
Media
yeah,
plays do into it huge. Like, there are some couples out there that you know their whole life story because every day is like another post dedicated to their relationship.
Yeah.
People don't want to see that. Keep it in between. Enjoy the moment. Yeah. Don't act upon sharing everything.
And that's what's crazy though, is we have like, there's a news story that just came out, which is the exact opposite side.
The Instagram couple
that just happened. You want to tell that story?
Yeah. This couple apparently met last year through Instagram. Never met face to face. So through Instagram, you know, he slid into her DMs. They started talking. They became official.
Can you say what DMs? Just because
direct messaging.
Yes. Okay.
And
just in case anybody doesn't
slide
know what that
is when you text or you message a stranger and the direct message is like, "Hey, what up, girl?"
So there's just a message of text.
Yes.
What did you do?
Yeah, basically. And they decided to become a couple. And the first time they met was last week when this gentleman flew into Ontario Airport in Southern California, and they met. He gets down on one knee, proposes to her, and then there's an officiator at the airport, and they get married on the spot.
Oh.
That is so much pressure.
And then they posted it to Instagram.
Yeah, and then it was on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, is that true love, or is that two people who should not be in a relationship?
That's just infatuation. They're going off the emotion. They're not going off.
That's fleeting.
Logic.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's Romeo and Juliet. That's how six people die.
Yeah.
Ooh. Their bring whole winter. Family's yeah, dead.
That's what happens. No. Yeah. When you think infatuation is love, people die.
The mayor of Ontario is going to come out like, "God damn, I knew it. This was going to happen to my family."
Yeah.
Like Romeo and Juliet.
I guess
sorry,
the Montague.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, Montague.
I have a question for you all.
What's up, Alyssa?
What is the worst gift that you've ever given since I'm in a room full of men?
Oh, given?
Ooh, that's a good question. I'll tell you what mine is. Sixth grade, I thought it was a good gift too. Looking back, it's the worst gift. But sixth grade, I went to like a Long's and bought one of those like $10 jewelry sets that had a necklace and a pair of earrings in it. And thought I was baller. Probably the best boyfriend ever. And looking back, I was, yeah.
Did she like it, though?
She liked it, but I don't know. It was just like, I don't know. You think about it, it's like this that's all I could afford because it was a $10 yeah. gift. Yeah,
but. That's ballin' when you're yeah. in sixth grade. Yeah. Straight, $10?
That's like 2 weeks allowance.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I'll buy you this jewelry and I'll buy what your ticket to the dance.
What are you selling? Yeah,
yeah. What about you, Brian?
For me, I would say, you know, not necessarily a similar age, but a gift with a similar thought behind it. It was a handwritten card that I delivered to the girl I was dating at the time. She did not enjoy it so much as we were 22 years old. And she was expecting.
Wait, how long were you together?
At that point, maybe like 6 months or so.
Were you still homeless?
Was I still homeless? No, okay. I did have a home at that point.
You gave her a card.
Yeah, I thought it was nice. You know, girls liked stuff that's
sentimental.
Made.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Coming from the heart.
Was there what?
Was there like gold in it? Like a haiku or something in there?
Yeah, it's just like, hey, what up? Happy V-Day. Smooch.
XOXO, Brian.
Big kiss, little kiss.
Yeah, did you entirely, like, to whom it may concern?
Yeah, whoever finds this.
How about you, Dan?
So, my long-term girlfriend at the end of high school and beginning of college, she had a habit of, like, breaking up with me around the holidays. So, I never actually had to give her a Valentine's
Day
gift.
Dude, that's perfect. You don't get a bunch of shit, right?
Christmas gift, anything. Damn. I didn't have to give her anything.
So, here's some heartbreak for Valentine's Day. No. That sounds like a terrible gift.
But with my other, like, relationships, I've been pretty good at Valentine's Day gifts. I'm pretty good with gift giving.
Gift to me last year.
This is about the worst gift, Dan. Not about bragging.
I would
okay.
say the worst gift.
This isn't popping my collar time.
So senior year of high school, actually like a month before I started dating my long-term girlfriend, I was kind of talking to this other girl, and we had this thing called singing Valentines, where you could pay like $1 to $5, and it was a donation to like the performing arts group, and you can pick like a group, and they would come sing a song you could choose.
Singing telegram.
Yeah, it's what it was. We call them singing Valentines because yeah, they were telegrams and. So, my best friend and I had yearbook with the girl I was talking to and this other girl that he wanted to talk to. So we're like, yo, bro, let's get, like, the deluxe, like, $6 package with, like, the balloon and, like, the lollipop and, like...
Oh, wow. Wait, so the school like, actually... Rose. The school actually incentivized, wow. like,
oh,
playing,
yeah, because
playing
it,
with
it
other
raised,
people.
It raised money, for the arts groups.
Hey, be a player. It's good for charity.
So we both like buy him, and he ditches his class, comes in here on yearbook, and both the girls we wanted to talk to didn't show up because it was a Friday.
Oh,
so like the group came and like, oh, so
it was a group. It just wasn't one person.
No,
I've always thought
a
telegram. That's intense.
See, yeah. Do they still even have to
person?
Sing at that point?
And I picked the group that had like the the ukulele, and they sang Dashboard Confessional, Hands Down.
They could tune a ukulele to Dashboard Confessional.
Yeah, it was good.
Damn,
pretty impressive.
That's actually more impressive than Dashboard Confessional.
So they they sang the songs to me and my best friend because the girls we wanted to give them to weren't there.
I was just gonna say.
So it basically went to us. So it was a gift from me to me.
That's awesome.
Well, you should love
non-refundable.
Yourself as well.
I mean, you're not going to not have them sing when they're there.
Oh,
no,
yeah,
right?
I paid for it.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
Might
so then
well
you just cry and listen to them sing to you.
Indian style with your hoodie over your head.
it was funny though. We have one last listener question. I think it kind of relates to what we were talking about. But listener Kelly asked, why is Valentine's Day such a big deal to women but not men? And how pressured do guys feel to like go above and beyond?
I think we've already talked about the pressure a little bit.
The pressure
the
bottom
sucks.
Of the ocean.
Yeah, the pressure just sucks. But yeah, getting back to it.
Yeah, I mean, so why Alyssa, to the female gender, is this such a big deal?
Girls like to brag about their relationships, so there's definitely that. I think it brings girls back to the warm and fuzzies and kind of like the Disney romance, like kind of like the true love and like the beginning of the relationship when it's all very exciting
fucking
and
Disney.
Pure. And I mean, everyone wants to feel like a princess for a day, so it's kind of take it back to that. Plus, it's a turn on. Like, if a guy does all that stuff for you, like, hell yeah. Like, that's really attractive. And I'm sorry, but for guys, it's, like, kind of a go-ahead for whatever you want to do on Valentine's Day. Like, if you're going to try something weird, that's the day to do it.
Thank you guys should not
duly noted.
Thank you very much.
Everyone
like if you're
listening.
Feeling a little freaky, then go for it.
Please don't. That's basically a commandment.
But just don't show up with a handwritten card.
Yeah.
It's not. That's not going to get you laid.
Throw it out at first.
I'll tell you from experience.
You didn't throw it out at first.
Yeah. It's worth the money. Open your wallet, fellas.
Okay, but isn't that kind of weird, though?
What?
Just then, isn't that kind of like your buying love from a girl?
Oh, yeah. It's a total...
Completely. But it's acceptable. Prostitute. On this day. On this
John
day, it's acceptable.
Scenario.
But J-Lo said, can't buy my love. And that's something I live...
She also signed a contract with Pepsi.
Excluding
she also
February
gets her
14.
Boyfriend a monthly stipend. Yeah, yeah. So she kind of does... She buys his love, honestly.
For sure.
Yeah.
I knew I should have listened to her. Yeah. But, I mean, it is weird. It's this weird social construction of a day in which we're forced to show society how much we care about somebody. And I think when it comes to like real love and relationships, you shouldn't be forced. And that shouldn't be something that has to be forced. It should be organic and genuine. And that's why I don't really like Valentine's Day, because I think it's the opposite of everything a good relationship and a good bond between somebody should be.
Yeah. Surprise her on February 13th. Watch what happens.
Yeah. She won't give a fuck.
What? Yeah, wait. What if you plan everything
save
for like
for tomorrow?
Tried the card on the 13th too, and he's like, no, it doesn't even work then. No.
Or the day after. That works really well too.
The apology card?
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry for the card that
sorry
I sent
for the
you
shitty
yesterday.
Card.
Psych.
Was it hand delivered too? You didn't even pay for postage?
Have you
no I'm gonna yeah I just handed it to
oh,
her
oh no have you guys thought about Valentine's already for this year
yeah
what
a little
are you gonna do?
A little bit yeah
do you guys think about it ahead of time because I think girls
again,
worry about it
yes very much so
do they though
my mm-hmm. last gift I painted like a like 12 like a small like painting for like my girlfriend.
See,
what? Oh, yeah, Rose, yeah.
See, I think Dan is probably a rarity.
Girls don't.
Yeah,
have
Dan is probably
a,
for
yeah.
for I think a majority of for I think
it was definitely
you
a
should, but
sky is free.
Hey, I don't want to speak for that. Brian. I don't want to speak for Brian, but I'd say myself and a lot of people too. We think that like I don't know. It seems a very improvisational last minute holiday where it sneaks up on you. I don't really plan for it, and I got to do something and. That's how it is every single year.
Yeah, I mean, for God's
sake, I don't
want to
sound crappy, but that seems how it is every single year.
Yeah, it's right after the Super Bowl. I mean,
well, I got a super like
I got
Super Bowl
shit to do.
Walking Super Bowl,
Dead
I got a,
premieres
I got a
on Valentine's Day.
I got a more meaningful anniversary that's around that date too. So I mean, it just seems to sneak up, and I'm like, okay, I gotta force myself to do something. And yeah, it's never convenient. It's always
it's
nice,
not genuine,
never convenient,
and it's not organic.
No, yeah, never convenient, always nice.
Got it.
Yeah. I have a flag football game on Valentine's Day this year, so I'm already starting off really well, guys. It's going to be a super fun day for me.
I think, oh, man. I just say, just if you treat your partner like you think they're a prince or a princess every other day of the year, then there's no
one day doesn't
on
matter.
Day.
One yeah. day doesn't matter.
So just treat them like shit on Valentine's Day.
Appreciate me for the rest of the year. This is how it could be, but it's not. There you go. Let's strike that trend. Reverse Valentine's Day.
Yeah, let's start a trend.
When you're a good boyfriend or girlfriend, and then on Valentine's Day, you treat your partner like shit.
Pop Not Soda but is inventing it right now.
I do think the girl should step up for Valentine's Day, though. I do think that they should plan something.
Wouldn't that be refreshing if that was like a movement one year? Where like girls...
I'm all for equality, feminism.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Girls should.
Yeah.
Right?
So why don't they?
I don't know.
Well, at the next meeting, Alyssa, can you let the women of the world know?
Please. I will okay, plan something, cool. But I can't speak for the rest of women.
Yeah, Alyssa, I'll tell you that us males, I speak for the majority of us, we don't get a lot of shit. So you could sneak a lot of stuff behind our backs, and we will never smell anything about it. Allison's done that a few times. So, yeah, if you're planning on doing anything early.
I'm really confused.
Well, I'm just saying if
what
you're
are
planning
smelling?
No, I'm just saying you guys like if you guys are worried about us figuring something out.
Oh, you're catching any wind of anything.
No, we are a completely oblivious species. Yeah.
We've got a flag football game. The Walking Dead's coming back. Like,
yeah.
We're not
I will
there's
be watching Walking
so much,
Dead.
There's
so
much like instantaneous gratification. We have no idea what's going on. So yeah.
Well, if you want to give Brett shit as a gift,
he
won't
smell
it. It sounds like
you
won't smell it.
I will not smell
it. I have a recommendation for women for a gift to give.
What's up?
Okay, this is something I was thinking of. You know how women never know what they want to eat? What do you want to eat? I don't know. I think women should come up with a list of where they will... restaurants that's like a pre-approved restaurant list. And then also a list of what they don't want to eat and then give it to their significant other.
And how
that way you
that
can't complain. Women can't complain, and then you can bring
it
back.
I would
on
laminate
them.
That.
That's
right.
Put it
in
on the
my
fridge,
wallet.
And then
so it would just always be on me.
And when she was like, "Oh, you want Chipotle?" She's like, "No, I don't really feel it. Too bad."
Too
bad. Reference the
Chipotle.
List.
Pre-approved.
Okay,
reference
now do you think you could take it a step further?
It would take
though.
Away so many arguments.
Now, do you think this would be too much to ask? Taking it a step further and having the favorite meals per location.
Oh yeah, because then he could surprise
it's
me.
See, that's just that's the way
well,
to go.
You shouldn't need a
bridging
list to know
gaps
that.
Right
you
here.
Just know that, Brett.
Is bridging gaps.
The answer is French fries.
Always
French fries
yeah.
always
pizza.
Win.
Yeah. With
or
French
pizza
fries,
and French
fries,
fries
with ranch.
Win.
Yeah, see, on the French side. Fries with ranch. See, you cannot forget the ranch. Though there's certain
don't
components
that
you can't forget.
It just messes it up.
Exactly.
Then she'll be
what are you
going to
dip
where's my ranch?
Yeah. What are French fries without the favorite condiment next to it?
I think we've successfully destroyed Valentine's Day partly. So yes, thank you listeners for your questions. Thank you, Alyssa,
of course,
for your expertise and coming on tonight.
Yeah, it was awesome. You're having welcome. You, Alyssa.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
We're probably gonna ask you as to be a frequent guest on the
resident
show.
Expert.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, definitely when The Walking
of
Dead wraps up.
All the random
up,
things.
We'll have
all
you
the
back.
Random things.
Yeah, yeah.
And all the random things.
Yeah, and as soon as that episode happens on Walking Dead.
Game of Thrones. Yeah,
and GOT.
When that episode happens, Brett will still be a season and a half behind.
Yeah. Yep. Good call. I will.
Well, we have been Pop Not Soda, your weekly sits pack of pop culture. You can find our episodes every Monday here at iTunes Podcasts or on popnotsoda.podbean.com. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And you can follow Brett at Niece's Pieces, Brian at BOwen619, and myself at Dan_Perez_. Forgot my own Twitter handle for a second. We will be back next week with a fresh episode. So look forward to that. And thank you for listening. If you have any more relationship questions throughout the week, go ahead and shoot it our way, and maybe we can get Alyssa on the phone, figure out some way to get her opinion.
Yes. Phone, text, email.
Slide into her DMs.
Do not slide into DMs.
No sliding into dirty. Alyssa's anything.
Dan said that or twice snap. This season. I've never heard that saying before this season.
Slide into DMs. I've only had negative experience.
Oh, no. And direct messages too.
We will catch you on the flip side.